Welcome to Full Slice Podcast.
Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome back.
Yes, thank you for joining us once again for another fantabulous episode that's sure to rock you to the bone. On the ones and twos, I'm DJ TJ.
So
I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from. I really don't. I just kept going.
You almost went full Casey Kasem there for a second.
DJ should have been a BJ.
Ooh. Oh, that's good. That's a good one.
I love that.
Should have been a BJ Honeycutt.
Coming up, number 10.
Oh, good. Oh, shit. Oh, sorry.
DJ should have been a BJ.
Come
on, Eileen.
You just killed PJ.
We are off and running,
oh,
folks.
My God.
This is Full Slice Podcast with Paul.
I really wish I could get another pandemic.
Kyle.
Suck on it until the magic happens.
Phil.
Jesus was from New Jersey.
And me, Tyler.
I would love to know what the f*** is playing right now.
Okay.
Let's get down to brass tacks, gentlemen.
All right, I'm in.
Me too.
Let's do this.
So a few episodes back, I mentioned how the presidents are fascinating to me, not from a political standpoint, but almost like characters. Like, there's things about them that are very different when you look at like how America started. And
history has become so much more interesting to me now that I'm older. I wish I cared about it as much in high school.
Same. It's crazy.
You know? I wish.
I find myself deep diving into these guys and what they did and how, you know, some of the things that they set the groundwork for are still in place today.
Sure.
That's why they're called the Founding Fathers.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
They found it.
I wanted to go into the first, 10, but then there was one or two in there that weren't as interesting enough to qualify, but I don't want to skip them, so to speak. So we'll get the first, 10, 11 guys. Starting off, obviously with George Washington.
Okay.
He was the first president, obviously, and people back then wanted him to be. They wanted to call him king, or right. They wanted him to be of some royal stature. And he was actually the guy that created the term, not the term president, but to be the president of the United States. It means to preside.
It doesn't mean to rule.
Right? Yeah, right.
Right. That's
right.
Because that's the whole reason why we got out of that whole situation.
Yeah. And he set the precedent of the president actually fighting in a war. He was a general during the Revolutionary War. Born in England, obviously, which is actually the first 10 dudes were born in England. They weren't American born.
Sure. Yeah.
That rule came way later that you had to be born here. Contrary to popular belief, he did not have wooden teeth.
Right.
They were actually made of donkey teeth,
human
teeth, slave teeth, ivory, lead. And Shane Gillis actually put it best where he said he had a bunch of donkey teeth with lead. No wonder he was a nut, running around.
Lead poisoning the whole time.
He was very tall. We can cut. Hold on.
He was very handsome. He was tall. He had great abs.
Great abs.
He had nice legs. Have we mentioned that we're doing a tier list?
Yeah, we're going to do a tier list of the presidents.
Where
do you put Washington?
I mean, he's S tier.
I don't think he's as important as everybody makes him think because he's important.
He's absolutely number one.
Let's explain what we're doing right here. So we have a tier list right here, and we're placing the presidents in the order that they are. S tier is like God tier. It's above A. And then just think about a report card. It's A, B, C, D, E, F. Or not E. Why do they always skip the E?
S, A, B, C, D, F. I guess, grading, school grading. Oh, you don't get an E on your report card. Yeah.
No, true. I would say George Washington is S tier for the simple fact that he said that there should be no political parties.
Yes.
And yet, shortly after him, went to shit.
The one important thing that he did that we still carry today is the two-term limit.
Yeah.
Obviously, FDR broke that, but I really don't think he's God tier other than he was first.
I'm fine with that. I mean, there's room for improvement. For now, we can leave it there and see if we see somebody
better. You shuffle around,
then we'll move it around. Yeah. So for now, that's it. So next is John Adams.
Okay, so John
Adams.
He was
president from 1797 to 1801.
Yeah.
I just like him because of the Paul Giamatti series.
Yes! I was going to bring that up.
That was a good movie. Yeah.
The miniseries with Paul Giamatti, phenomenal.
That was really good.
Okay.
Adams That's was all the I know first. About him. He was the first president to live in the White House, like even though it was still being built while he was in it.
What was the big riot he was a part of? The bloody one.
It was the quasi war, is what that was. He was like, there's a lot of little mini wars that we didn't learn about in school. A lot of things that were considered like wars, but not big enough to be part of our history that's like taught to you organically.
The thing was, like, those were all the things that, like, the skirmishes that led up to the Revolutionary War.
Tea Party. It wasn't just like all of a sudden to flip a switch. Let's bomb each other. Well, you know,
cannonball each other.
He was one of the most responsible parties for the Declaration of Independence.
Okay. Yes.
He established being a vice president, like him and Washington, I guess, established that, hey, if something happens to me, because like I could die of a million different diseases right now.
Yeah.
Also, a little, the interesting thing about back then is when you had the election, right?
Yeah.
Whoever lost the election was the vice president of the president.
Right.
Right? So, yes. Like, the vice president and the president didn't always get along.
Oh.
Right? So, you would have...
It was the runner-up scenario.
Right. But,
I didn't know that.
That's what was kind of cool about it. Was like, there's like almost a check and balance into the president, into the executive branch.
Rather than two people on the same team.
United States, during his term, they faced tension from France, known as a quasi-war, like we just talked to, but it never escalated into a full-scale conflict. He was able to keep that at bay. Very important, later a lot of the groundwork that is still in place today.
So because of that, where do we put him on the list?
I would say he's way more important than George Washington.
I don't think so.
No?
No. I think I would say he's an A.
Yeah, but Washington didn't really do anything other than set the two-term limit and be the first one.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He's like, he's the most important.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because he's but well, all right, that's my argument.
Maybe at both S?
I would say
John Adams, because he also had to follow Washington.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
Because he got handed a big hot potato.
Like you said, 100% voter turnout or 100% vote for because he was an American hero.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Right.
Which is kind of a cop out in a way. Like he's the one who led the revolution and all that. Of course they're going to vote for him. This is the first time. John Adams was the first guy to actually go through that process.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? In essence.
Yeah, first is important, I guess. Yeah, that's fine. I agree with that.
He's the first of this group.
Right. Like, now, because John Adams wasn't his vice president, was it Thomas Jefferson?
Yeah.
And they didn't get along.
No, they did not.
They were not a friend. They were not fans of each other.
Thomas Jefferson's an interesting guy. It's going to take a while to get through this.
Yeah.
He did a lot of like fucked up stuff, and then his stance on
he
it was like,
dogs.
Nobody should have this much power. Yeah. Like, he would sleep with slaves and be like,
is that really what happened?
Yeah, yeah. No one should really.
No. Phil said touch dogs. Yeah. And I was like, what?
He was not a nice guy, though.
No, he was not a nice guy. He was one of the authors of the Declaration of Independence along with John Adams.
Which is important.
He was actually the first Secretary of State under George Washington, too, which I thought was pretty cool. That he was the first for that. That made him kind of important.
Yeah.
Founded one of the oldest colleges in America, the University of Virginia. Also responsible. So he was sent to negotiate the Louisiana Purchase, which was literally supposed to be just the port of New Orleans. It was just supposed to be him negotiating trades and embargo laws and stuff for just the port of New Orleans. And he comes back and he's like, yeah, I just bought everything from fucking New Orleans to the Rockies. Like Appalachian to the Rockies.
Yeah.
His presidency was kind of marred by an embargo act of 1807 aimed at avoiding war with Britain and France. Like he was big on neutrality. Like, I don't want to fight these guys. Like, I want to establish us first.
Yeah.
He was a little bit of a hippie. I'm just saying that he did a hunger strike.
Yeah, but dude, the guy single-handedly, really? I put him up as important.
That is a kind of a hippie thing.
Yeah, considering what he just did over there.
Interesting.
He doubled the size of the United States during his presidency.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So
Thomas Jefferson is S tier along with Washington, and then you got John Adams down to A tier. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, fair.
All right, so next is James Madison.
Yep.
President. He was 1809 to 1817.
Okay.
He was president during the War of 1812, which was basically the British just being dicks. They would just like park a boat outside of like Baltimore and just heave fireballs. The war was about trading and business between England and the impressment and restrictions of American soldiers in the British Navy. Like, the British Navy would just, like, trap American soldiers and just take them, and he didn't want to have that.
Yeah.
And people didn't think he was going to respond the way he responded.
Okay.
So they kind of, like, made fun of him and, like, oh, you're a wimp. Like, you're a baby. Like, they didn't really...
they goaded him into the war.
Yes. Okay. And he, like, spazzed out. Like, they say...
It's kind of like George W. Bush.
Nerd raged on him.
Like,
that's the way they worded it in the podcast. Yeah. Louis C.K. said it that way.
G.W. got goaded into the war on terrorism.
Sure.
You know?
So James Madison was kind of goaded into the War of 1812.
Yeah.
So, but he did lead America through that.
But, like, England... They supported Native American tribes resisting America.
Right.
They were
sure.
Subverting.
The enemy is my friend.
Exactly. Sure. So he had to battle both of that. Like, battling England and the people that are already here. Yeah. Also, the shortest president he was.
Madison?
Yeah. Also, when he declared war on England for the War of 1812, England immediately marched and burned down the White House.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
immediately. Yeah. Like, fuck you, dude.
And then the story of Dolly Madison.
She took the picture of George Washington from the White House, and she single-handedly saved the portrait that paints him to be exactly what that is right there.
Yeah.
That's the only one left.
That's, yeah, she saved that shit.
Yeah.
Shortest president, 5'4", little guy.
That's not that short. I thought shortest would have been shorter than that.
No, shorter.
I mean, 5'4"
is pretty short, man.
For a group of 40, nearly 50 people, 5'4", I thought would have been shorter.
I'm over a foot taller than that.
I just thought it would have been shorter. That's
he died at age 85, which is pretty old for back then.
Yeah.
That's ancient for back then. Yep. Yeah, right.
Wow.
But you know what, DC back then, when they burned down the White House, it was kind of like a shitty area. It was like a swamp. Nobody really lived there. But
that's why they did it, because it was the cheapest land purchase for
it was
So where would we put him in relation to the first three?
He's not that important.
So we keep him at C for now. See where he goes from there.
Seaworthy's good.
See how he goes.
He's seaworthy.
He's seaworthy.
Seaworthy. Next is James Monroe, 1817 to 1825. He was born April 28th, 1758, in Virginia. He also like all these other guys, fought in the Revolutionary War.
These guys didn't live long.
No, they didn't.
After they're in presidency, so they're kind of like just stacked up.
Yeah,
right
behind each other.
He actually like blew his shoulder out and like got really bad hurt in the Battle of Trenton, which is like
interesting
about him. Yeah,
yeah.
He was the last president that was actually considered a founding father, because John Quincy Adams is like the son of John Adams.
Yeah.
So it kind of set the precedent.
That was the new
generation. Yes.
Yeah.
There was like a calm period during his presidency. There was not a lot of crazy stuff going on.
Yeah.
He was the third president to die on July 4th.
That's weird.
Interesting.
Yeah. A lot of them died. Like three.
I was going to say, you mean the third, meaning we're only on president number five, and three of them have died on 4th of July?
Three of the first five founding fathers died on July 4th. John Adams and Thomas Jefferson died on the same day, I believe.
That's freaking weird.
Maybe
they were celebrating too hard.
Yeah, it was Thomas the anniversary. Jefferson died on July 4th, 1826, the same exact day as John Adams on the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. You want to know my opinion? I think they partied too hard and killed them.
I think it was fireworks injuries.
Blew their hearts out.
No, you know what it was? John Adams was like, I'm not dying. He's going to die first. And as soon as he got word that Thomas Jefferson died, he's like,
trying.
I can let go.
I can stop trying. Yeah.
He did do the Monroe Doctrine, though. We can't forget that.
Right.
That prevented further colonization by any other country. He's like, this shit's ours. Let us figure out our territory. You're not to come over here and stop it, or we will retaliate with war. And that lasted until World War I.
Right.
Wow. So that was pretty solid. So we're,
the one funny thing that happened during Monroe, we'll get into Andrew Jackson down the road. But he was a general, and he's like, you know what? I'm just going to go. He would do things, and Monroe would tell him not to because he wanted that peaceful time period. Jackson would do crazy shit and come back to Monroe and be like, I did it anyway. And he's like,
yeah,
all right, good job, dude. Like, yeah. He understood.
It's like those buddy cop movies where they go to the captain. It's like, oh,
yeah, Florida.
You're going to make me give you your badge.
Yeah.
You're going to make me do this to you, aren't you?
He's like,
give me your gun and your badge. Yeah. And then he's got the backup gun at home that he, you know.
Yeah. Andrew Jackson's like, we need to get Florida. That's a good area. There's a whole lot of shore space. We could do a lot of trading out of there. Mm-hmm. He goes, I'm just going to go fucking start shooting them, and I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
And Monroe's like, no, don't do that. You're going to get us in a war with the Spaniards. He's like, nah, I'm just going to go shoot him. He's like, Jesus Christ. Jackson comes back, goes, I got Florida. He's like, fuck. All right, good job, dude. Good job. All right, it worked out this time. But do as I say, not as I do.
Andrew Jackson was also a hero of the War of 1812.
Yes, he was. We're going to get into him. He's going to be our probably longest conversation.
So where do we put James Monroe at?
I would put him up there. Like, I would put him in B.
Solid B.
Yes, solid B. I agree.
Okay, fair. So next we have John Quincy Adams.
John Quincy Adams was a traveler. He would go to countries that like don't like even exist anymore, right? Like Prussia, and he'd be on. He'd take a sleigh to places. He crossed the ocean the most amount of times than any other president. Like I think he survived 11 back and forth
voyages.
Yeah, voyages.
Yeah,
which back then
those small feet.
You were playing with fire, as we talked 100%. About with the Titanic. Wow. A ship can sink at any time, and back then it was really. Really normal for
nourishing
that to happen.
Yourself is a consideration.
Yeah. Scurvy. It took like a month to go across the ocean back then.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Actually, was like, was it a month or was it? Because I remember it was a couple months. Like
it was. The pilgrims, on the wind,
the
and
pilgrims
the
was like what 3 months?
Yeah, 3 months.
Oh wow.
But think about like that. You're on a big wooden ship battling waves that are like 40 feet high. Everybody just died. Like it just happened.
Yeah.
Like they knew.
So 11 was quite a feat. So that's something interesting to have under his belt for experience wise going into.
But what does that do for America?
Going to the level. I mean, I don't know.
An interesting thing
about
JQA. Well,
it gives you worldview.
Yeah.
Like, it gives you a worldview and seeing,
the,
like...
You're one of the world's superpower
not
leaders.
To mention, you could probably be an awesome diplomat when dealing with other countries.
Is that exactly. What he did? Like,
yeah, he was great with negotiations with other countries. Yeah, he kept a lot of things at bay.
Helps. Yeah.
He kept a lot of things at peace, and he was the most... out of all these guys, as far as importance go, JQA was a dedicated motherfucker. He died in his congressional seat. Like, in Congress, at his spot.
So did he get a congressional seat after he was president?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Yeah. He got a seat in Congress after presidency?
After, yep.
Wow,
and he was the first president to ride on a steamship.
Okay,
that's good to know.
Pretty cool. Everything else was windblown and, you know, sails and all
that
shit.
That was big technology, right?
Big technology. So we'll take
A B for him?
Yeah, I would do B for him. And then...
I would say after.
All right, so next is your guy here, Andrew Jackson. He's the next president from 1829 to 1837.
Okay. Andrew Jackson is S tier, in my opinion.
Yes, same.
Because he's the only president in American history that completely canceled out the debt.
Yep.
He got the United States profitable.
Hated the banks.
Hated the banks. He is the first anti-establishment president of all time.
Dude, he survived 12 gunshot wounds.
They used to say when he'd walk down the halls, you could hear him rattling because of all the lead balls he had in his body.
Yeah.
Because he was, how many duels did he go?
12.
12.
He loved duels. He loved them.
Is this
he chose like, to like, do how them. Many duels have you been in?
Because that's the thing is like people knew not to fuck with him because that
20
motherfucker.
Turn your head and cough.
Yes.
Colonial doctors.
He was a big party.
Colonial doctors.
Dude, his inaugural party, literally, so there he respected the laws and the groundwork that the guys laid before him with the White House. There's a rule with the White House. If you are an American citizen and you find yourself at the White House, you are legally not allowed to be asked to leave.
Right.
Which is cool. Huh. But he had a big inaugural party. And it was kegs and food and everything. And the White House got swamped with people, dude.
Yeah.
Like thousands of people.
You could literally walk up the stairs and go in the doors.
Pissing, stealing shit, eating all the food.
This is our house.
And Andrew Jackson's like, I'm not going to ask these people to leave. I'm not going to kick off my campaign by breaking a rule that I talked about being so important to me. He's like, we got to think of a way to get these people the fuck out of here. So they went and got a shitload of kegs. And they're like, it's really hot in the White House, guys. You want to go like party out on the lawn? All the beer's out on the lawn. Let's go. Like an Animal House. You know, so everybody goes
lock
out
the doors.
Everybody goes out to the lawn to get beer, and he goes, "All right, they're out," and lock the doors. Wow, it's pretty fucking cool.
That sounds just like out of a sitcom or something.
Yeah. It was really interesting, so and that his anti-establishment nature, I think, is what led to having such a big party in the first place.
Yeah,
and it really bit him back when people were like pissing and shitting in the hallways
and stuff.
Yeah,
definitely had the best hair.
Oh yeah.
Oh dude. Yeah, yeah. Dude. I think I really think that he was like the most important president.
He was a people's president too.
Yeah, in front of Georgie.
There's a famous story. It's a story that's true, but there's a lot of different versions of it. But basically, a journalist showed up at the White House, just knocked on the door. You know, whoever was working at the White House opened the door. They're like, "Hi, who are you?" He's like, "Hey, my name's whatever. I'm here to talk to the president." They're like, "Do you have an appointment?" He's like, No. And they're like, all right, just go sit over here and we'll go tell him. He's in the middle of like signing a some sort of doctrine, or he's in the middle of a meeting with people, and he comes out. He's like, who is he? He's like, he's an American citizen. He's a journalist. He wants to speak with you. He's like, all right. They make him wait for a couple hours or whatever, and eventually he just lets the guy in and talks to him. And he's famously
wild. Can you imagine that happening today?
Famous for being a people's president. He would talk to people. He loved to tell stories, and he was just he was a
people person,
a very people person president, and I think he was very important for that.
That's great. I didn't know all that about him. That's awesome.
The thing is, though, it's just like what he stood for and how he carried himself.
And yeah, right.
Because he was one of those guys that was like, he knows he's representing the people.
When he died, they did remove 12 bullets from his body.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's another guy that was probably going nuts from lead poisoning.
So Andrew Jackson right now is number one as far.
Yeah, I think he's the greatest president of all time.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
3, 4, 5, 6. So we need Andrew Jackson now. Next on the list is Martin Van Buren.
Kind of a boring guy. I don't really have a lot on him. He faced the
love
first.
Love those burns, though.
Oh, dude. Yeah, look at that. Full
mutton chops.
Full blowout straight to the mutton chops.
He's got the horseshoe.
Larry Fine.
That goes straight into some chops.
Yeah, dude. His head just goes all the way around.
Just cast Larry David for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Larry David doing Bernie was great, though.
That was good.
So what do you have on him? Anything?
So he faced the first economic depression. They called it the Panic of 1837, which was the nation's first ever recession.
Go from Andrew Jackson, who got the country completely out of debt, to fucking sinking it.
It was the biggest flop ever.
Sounds fishy.
Sounds like he's going to get an F.
Yeah, Van Buren, he was born in New York. Actually, a cool thing was he was from Kinderhook, New York, and they called him Old Kinderhook. Yeah. And there was a campaign slogan where it said Old Kinderhook, and it was abbreviated as to OK, and it had like a thumbs up or like a check. And that's where the term OK comes from.
Cool.
That's pretty important. That's not S tier important.
It's funny because Old Kinderhook, that's what I call my dick.
Okay.
It's hook-shaped, apparently.
And it has a blowout. That's the implication.
Oh, now I got to shave my balls.
It has mutton chops.
It has mutton chops.
I've got an art project when I get home.
Yeah.
An art project.
A short
episode
project.
Episode is sponsored by a lawnmower. What the hell?
Manscaped.
Manscaped. Yeah.
So would we consider him a D then?
Yeah, he's
because
just
he kind of took a perfect economy.
I might even say F.
Let me declare. He did not. He opposed the expansion of slavery very hardcore. That's why he lost his second term election because he was so against slavery.
That's interesting.
All right, redeem D.
No, I would say C.
You want to do C?
Okay.
D. What do you guys think? D or
C? I think economically, like you get put into a D for that. But
all right, that's fine.
That's the reason why he's not F is because he fought.
What are you saying, Phil?
Yeah, progression of the country too. So yeah.
Give him a D, Tyler.
All right.
Give him a D, Tyler.
Yeah, F would be because of how you messed up the country, but because you had some forward thinking views, we'll bop you up to a D. I think that's fair. Yeah. Okay, very good.
Who's this guy?
Yeah, who's next, Kyle?
William Harrison.
William Harrison. Yeah, okay. That is a long face, man.
William Henry Harrison was his nickname was like Old Granny or something like that. People made fun of him because he was old. What?
It looks like Herman Munster.
No, he looks like the Falcon from Muppets.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Golden Eagle. Or
speaking of Muppets, Muppet presidents.
He was a general in the war of 1812.
It's time to run the country. It's time.
He was the president during 1812. He was a general in the war of 1812. So people made fun of him when he was running for president.
Yeah,
they're like, you're old, you're frail, the country needs somebody strong to represent us.
Never been through this before. This doesn't sound familiar at all.
So they made fun of him, and he goes, you know what, fuckers? I'm going to show you. And he wrote like this big like 10,000-word inaugural speech and delivered it in like the fucking snow and rain outside for hours.
Great way to illustrate that I am strong is to deliver speech in the snow.
What didn't illustrate his strongness was
jacket.
Dying from pneumonia because of it.
No jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Shortest term of president. presidency with the least amount of things done. Yeah. He died 30 days later from pneumonia.
That backfired so hard. That's hilarious.
Fucking died from the. I would put him in F. He didn't do anything.
Yeah, he didn't do a goddamn thing.
He was also hilarious.
They did an episode of Parks and Rec on him. Like, they found his lineage and like.
Oh, right, they did the museum. Yeah. They tried to do the museum and there was nothing. He was in office for 36 days.
Yeah, like, like a ball or something like
that. Yeah, like, what was that? What was that? It was like a big ball or like a, I don't know.
Yeah, it was a campaign tool.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, that's what it was. A campaign thing, for the world or something. And then like he died.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize that's what it was. I'm going to show you how strong I am. We're going to sit outside and I'm going to read for 4 hours.
Everyone's like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Yeah.
Like, what are you proving? And then he died and they're like, I told you.
Bravado.
Ultimate told you. John Tyler. It's
like Biden being like, I'm going to jump all these school buses. Please don't do that.
I'm going to go up these stairs by myself.
Oh,
I'm going to not use a handrail.
This guy looks like Richard Gere a little bit.
John Tyler.
This might be my favorite president, the next one. I might be a little biased, but I'm just saying.
John Tyler, well, he was the first president to become president because another president died.
He looks like...
He was the vice president?
You know who he looks like? He looks like Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or the guy who says, Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne.
Oh, yeah.
So John Tyler, what was his? It was 93 to 05?
Never heard anything.
Yeah, John Tyler was 1841 to 1845.
1845, okay.
Became the first vice president to assume the presidency following a death.
Yeah, so that's something.
He changed parties during his time. He went from the Democrat to the Whig Party.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the Whigs.
He was a first. There was a lot of firsts with this guy, and I would say that's important because if we're going to hold Washington in such high esteem for being first, and we got to look at it with this guy, he changed parties. He was the first president to become married while he was in office.
Oh,
did he get married in the White House? I think that's who that was.
And his wife was 30 years younger than him.
Okay,
that's getting creepy now.
All right,
but back then he was also the first president to veto numerous bills by Congress. He changed a lot.
That's good.
He got us. Texas, Utah, Arizona, all those states there. He got us all of that.
Was this the
They're all boring.
This was like
you want our sand.
This was Jim Bowie, Davy Crockett time, right?
Yeah,
the Alamo
sand
and rocks.
Yeah, he was president during the annexation of Texas, which was he went and got Texas from Mexico, which gave us all the states around it and stuff too.
Okay,
I would put him in. I would say John Tyler would be a solid B.
Okay,
100%.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And then to wrap up the first 11 presidents,
James K. Polk.
The reason I did 11 is because William Henry Harrison died during office, so he didn't really have anything, and his successor was John Tyler, so I kind of
so that felt, counts as one.
Yeah. I kind of counted it as one.
As one administration.
James K. Polk, turns out this guy's like the dude. He's a really like
he's got some beady eyes.
Yeah, he looks like Mr. Bean.
He does.
He looks like Rowan Atkinson.
He also kind of looks like a serial killer.
He looks like Phil Murphy.
Who's that?
He looks like the governor of New Jersey, doesn't he?
Yeah.
he was 5'8", which he hated. He was very insecure about being short.
Yeah.
And he was the president that set the precedent that when he enters a room, they have to play Hail to the Chief because it made him feel like the big man. Hail to the Chief.
Someone's mommy didn't love him.
You are so right, man.
As soon as he gets in office, first order of business, first thing he does as soon as he gets in the office, starts fucking song. With England about Oregon. First thing he does.
Wait a second. How did England have Oregon?
They owned the rest of the country that we didn't claim yet.
What?
Yeah, so he said
how?
He was big into that. He was a nerd. He was big into longitude and latitude and mapping out the country.
Like that kind of nerd?
Yeah.
Actually.
So dude, you might have remembered this from school.
Song. Why don't you play it? I'm the president.
The longitude and latitude for Oregon was 54 and 40. And he campaigned that he was going to get Oregon from England. So you'll hear the term 54 and 40 or fight. And the British were like, he scared them because so many presidents hadn't really done much leading up to him. Mm-hmm. They're like, this guy's going to fuck us up. We're just going to give him Oregon. And he also got like Washington and Idaho.
Hurt us.
So Portland, Oregon, actually, funny fact about something that happened during James K. Polk. Oregon was mapped out, and like a lot of people think like Lewis and Clark like discovered Oregon. They didn't. They were sent by the president to go figure it out.
Yeah.
Like to go see what the territory is like, if it's farmable land, if it's treacherous, like what the fuck is it out there? Go. So either Lewis or Clark, I'm not sure which, was from Portland, Maine. And they were going to name Portland, Oregon, Boston, because Clark was from Boston.
Yeah.
So that's why there's a Portland, Oregon. It's the sister city to Portland, Maine. I just found that kind of interesting. Oh, I'm not sure if it's Lewis or Clark, but one of them is from that. He also got us California, Utah, Arizona, Texas.
Not bad. I like Arizona.
He just went down to Texas and started shooting at the Mexican people.
it's very Texas.
Yeah.
start on shooting.
Brand. On brand.
Yeah.
He said he brought 70,000 troops down to Mexico. Kind Holy of an moly. Overkill moment for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what kind of intimidating people out of their shit was like the Psy-ops. Game plan for yeah. the first yeah. 10 people in Brett, sure. first 10, 12
that's,
people.
That's like what's called the, nowadays they call it the elephant walk.
Right.
When
it's when you walk behind a guy and hold his dick and then the guy behind him. That's no,
it's when they do it's when like a president will say, you know, they'll do like a big thing and show like all the warships or planes or armaments. They do like these big parades of their military power to
I have nothing to grab from up. Dan. Shut up, guys.
This is called baby elephant walking.
Yeah.
Your hands are cold.
Your hands are cold. It's shrinking.
But that's
I'm
how,
nervous.
Like, because that's how, like, sometimes, like, they would do, like, that's how they would keep China in check with Taiwan.
Yes, yes.
You know, like, I know Trump, like, he sent out, like, the whole Navy out towards Taiwan.
Yes, yes.
And China was like, okay, well, we're all right.
You guys want to know
if
something
I was
funny?
In this line, it'd be the longest line anyone's ever seen.
You want to hear something funny about Thomas Jefferson? So his wife died very early in their marriage.
Hilarious.
And, but his wife. Think about this. Is this a dick move or not? I want you guys' consensus. On her deathbed, she made Thomas Jefferson promise he would never touch or love or like be involved. Not touch, but like basically never marry again or like be with another woman
yeah.
again.
Yeah.
He's like, oh yeah, yeah, no, I won't. Like, yeah, yeah, no, I won't.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think that's kind of like, wouldn't you want your spouse to find happiness again? Like, yeah. wouldn't you feel weird? Like.
Here yeah. I mean, oh, let's take a look at this. Again, I'm going to put myself in time and place.
You're my property.
Nobody, yeah. there was no Whole Foods. There was no Amazon. Like you just lived in your house.
That's the mentality behind.
That's what it was. You're my property. You're no one else's.
Right.
You
right.
die and live for me. And when we're in heaven together, we
So wait, this was Thomas Jefferson's wife said it to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could touch pee-pees in heaven. Bed.
Interesting.
There is your intro right there. We can touch pee-pees in heaven.
That is what I said. Yeah.
That neat. I am voting that. I'm vetoing. I am James K. Polking you into doing that.
We could touch peepees in heaven.
So, oh, dude, the other thing, Thomas Jefferson.
So romantic.
Thinking like how Eric Clapton would sing that.
We'll touch peepees in heaven. Yeah.
Would you know my dick
if you saw it in heaven?
We could play just the tip. With our dicks touching in heaven.
We could elephant walk.
He's throwing up. Oh my God.
Get on your knees.
Another funny thing with Thomas Jefferson, listen to this please. Shit. Thomas Jefferson, a girl he...
Oh, it's messed up.
The woman he was involved with, very much in love with, and lived with like for the rest of his life until they broke up.
Died of 69.
She was an artist.
Oh, yeah, you know God. What? That's the thing. I have an article we could tie into this if we need
sure,
more time.
For sure, but I
want
to tell you what happened to
Go
his
ahead.
Girlfriend. Yeah, yeah. She was an artist, and she was a painter. And this somebody with the government and like documenting and the archives went to him and said, we want to have this famous painting. We want a painting of you to be the official. They didn't have paintings of each other. Like, it was a big deal to be painted back then. Yeah. So they said, we need you to commission somebody. We need you to choose a painter to paint for you. And he went to his girlfriend and was like, well, yeah, I mean, I'm going to get a guy to do it. Like, she's like, wait, what the fuck? Like, I'm a painter. He's like, babe, come on. You're not that good. Like, and that broke them up.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
They broke up because he dissed her painting skills. Huh? I was like, oh,
so one
fuck.
Thing, one thing about James, all of this.
James K. Polk, I would say, is a solid A.
All right.
Okay.
And then that is our list. So to recap the list here before we trail off, for the S tier, we have Andrew Jackson, George Washington, and Thomas Jefferson. For A, John Adams and James K. Polk. B, James Monroe, John Quincy Adams, and John Tyler. C, by himself, is James Madison. D, by himself, Martin Van Buren. And F, William Henry Harrison.
That's it.
All in the bottom there.
Yep. And actually, William Harrison's grandson won presidency in the late 1800s. You see there, Benjamin Harrison. All right. So that's the first 10 and 11 presidents. Nice. Kind of a little bit of what they did when they were laying the groundwork for the country.
I find it interesting that how cyclical history is.
Yeah.
Because of all the things that there are shit that happened back then in the founding of the country that are still taking place today, just in a different form and on a different magnitude because of the internet. But
yeah. I think the next presidency, the next list I'm going to do is going to be Zachary Taylor up to Grover Cleveland. And there's a lot of Civil War stuff we have to get into. A lot of generals, a lot of fighting, modernizing military moves back for the time. Like,
sure.
A lot of trailblazing stuff. And, a lot of good, a lot of bad. We'll see what we get into next time I decide to put a list together.
Yeah. While you were talking, I asked ChatGPT to write a little presidential acceptance speech with the tidbits. It's okay. Well, we can. It goes as your royal entity, I envision a future where the integration of humans and robots enhances our society. We shall embrace technology and uplift and empower, ensuring the advancement and benefit of all, fostering harmonious existence between man and machine. In the spirit of cultural progress, I pledge to erase all cinematic influence of Michael Bay from history. let us cultivate a film landscape that celebrates diverse storytelling, creativity, meaningful narratives that resonates with richness and a collection of our human experience. To add to a touch of whimsy into our journey, I propose a lighthearted change, the adoption of wooden teeth for humans. This symbolizes the connection to nature, reminding of our roots, and quickly a testament to our abilities to embrace change with humor and grace.
Oh my God!
And then it gets kind of silly after that, but yeah, that's really good.
I got one too from ChatGPT. This is a
beautiful
presidential acceptance speech for the official first president of Jupiter.
Oh yeah!
Can I do it real quick? Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed citizens of Jupiter, today, with great humanity and profound gratitude, I stand before you as the first president of Jupiter.
Wow.
As we embark on this historic journey together, I'm deeply honored to accept this immense responsibility bestowed upon me by the people of our great planet. I'm reminded of the remarkable journey that has brought us to this moment, a journey marked by determination, unity, boundless innovation, from the earliest pioneers who dared to dream of exploring the stars. As your president, I pledge to uphold the values that define us. Together, we will chart a course to a future filled with promise and opportunity in Jupiter.
It's like Starship Troopers.
That's what it sounds like.
Now, as we celebrate this moment, I invite you to join me in embracing one of our most cherished traditions, the indulgent of Jupiter's official food, pancakes.
But not just
any pancakes.
I like that.
Pancakes infused with vibrant green hues of our beloved planet.
Wow.
Jupiter is
orange.
Yeah.
Jupiter is all bunch of colors.
Let us savor the taste and unity of our green pancakes together.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Now I'm gonna make green pancakes for
Jupiter
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Thank you
for entrusting me with this great honor. Together, let us embark on this extraordinary adventure together and build a legacy that will inspire generations to come. May the spirit of Jupiter and green pancakes guide us. May your water always be full and your pancakes be green. Thank you, and God bless Jupiter.
God bless Jupiter.
Sorry, that was
full size podcast. Yes. That's our first History Man exclusive episode. That was a lot of fun. I can't wait for the next tier. That'll be cool to do. So
yeah, I'm gonna do a little. I'm gonna go a little deep dive into modern machinery. A little history behind some of the expansion, like the things we use, the tools that we use for expansion and modernization of towns and stuff. Cool. I'm enjoying the
Industrial Revolution.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The fleshlight. What's the one that like you can put on your dick and then like somebody else can control it and makes you
prison?
Yeah. Prison? Yeah. Prison.
How did we get here?
Dude, we're talking about the founding fathers and laying the groundwork for America.
And now we're talking about remote control penises.
Pizza's here.
Full Size Podcast. Check us out on all the socials, and we'll see you next time.
Peace. Remote control penises.